So thank God we have this joyful and fearful heart, and we receive this blessed Sabbath from him.
一个人他可以进入神的国, 但是他没有财富。
A person can enter the kingdom of God, but perhaps he may not have any riches.
一个人可以进入天国, 可能他现在没有健康的身体。
And perhaps a person who can enter the kingdom of heaven may not have a healthy lifestyle right now.
一个人他可以进入天国, 但是他现在
And a person who can enter the kingdom of heaven may not have status in this world.
一个人他可以进天国, 但是他现在并没有赚很多钱。
And a person who can enter the kingdom of heaven may not be prosperous in wealth in this world.
一个人可以进天国, 但是他现在可能他没有接受太多的教义。
A person who can enter the kingdom of heaven may not be highly educated.
一个人可以进入天国, 他现在可能没有太多的朋友。
And a person who can enter the kingdom of heaven may not have many friends now.
一个人他可能没有100个、1000个项目, 但是他可以进天国。 100个或1000个items.
A person may not have over 100 or 1000 items, but they can still enter into the kingdom of heaven.
为什么?
Why?
因为 一个人如果他没有主耶稣，他就没有办法进天国。
A person without Jesus Christ cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven.
一个人如果他有主耶稣，他没有其他许许多多的项目，他还是可以进天国。
But a person who has Christ, even if he doesn't have any of the worldly things, he can still enter into the kingdom of heaven.
今天我们不但领受主耶稣所给我们的救恩，我们还可以得着主耶稣。
So not only do we receive the salvation from God, but we also can receive Christ.
什么叫做得着主耶稣?
So what does it mean to gain Christ?
我们得着他的话语，他的教训。
That is, we receive his teachings, his words.
我们领受他的圣灵。
We receive the Holy Spirit.
我们领受他的爱。
We receive his love.
对很多事情, 我们要知足。
And so it's true that we have to know many things.
我们必须要 content.
You need to be content with many things.
但是神是无限的。
But God is unlimited.
所以我们可以不断地来得着主耶稣。
So we can continually receive Jesus.
主耶稣要让我们多多地得着。
And Jesus wishes to give us many things.
所以愿主耶稣照他的应许，他祝福我们的圣安息日。
So according to God's promise, we ask him to bless this holy day.
我们来领受他的话语。
And we can receive his word. And that his Holy Spirit may fill us. And we can receive the love through his Holy Spirit given to us. So this is a very joyful circumstance for us. We can abundantly receive from Jesus.
我们在正道之前，我们先一起同心跪下来感谢祷告。
So before the message, let's all kneel down and pray.
这个看得见的人生啊，大概七八十年到120年。
So for human life, the limits are from 80 to 120 years old.
在这个人生里头啊，大家都想要拥有一个。 幸福快乐的人生。
And for most of human life, most people want a happy life.
主耶稣爱我们，他拣选我们，不但要给我们将来永恒的天国，他也要赐给我们一个幸福快乐的人生。
And Jesus Christ, who loves us and has chosen us, he not only promised us the heavenly kingdom, but he also wishes for us to live a happy life as well.
只要我们过着一个合乎圣经教训的生活。
And if we live according to the teachings of the Bible, we will have a happy life.
那什么叫做合乎圣经的生活?
So what does it mean to live according to the Bible?
那我要用昨天晚上正道的最后一个经节跟大家来思考这件事情。
So I will use the last verse from last night's sermon to begin this topic.
幸福快乐的人生，可能会有不太一样的定义。
So for many different people, they all have different ideas about what constitutes a happy life.
那当然人也都在想着如何能够得着幸福快乐的人生。
And man continually pursues after a happy life.
人也都尝试着来定义在怎样的条件之下可以拥有幸福快乐的人生。
And we see many people, they have requirements of what would constitute a happy life.
那既然真正的幸福快乐的人生是神所示的，那我们就从圣经来看。
But if we know that a happy life will come from God, so let's look from the Bible and its perspective.
好，我们看圣经给我们的原则是什么。
Let's look at the principles the Bible leaves us.
好，我们请看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书八章二十三节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 23.
三十七节，八章三十七节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 37.
然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切事上已经得胜有余了。
Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
这就是基督徒能够拥有的生活，叫做得胜有余。
So this is what it means to be happy, is that we can be conquerors.
More than conquer, 得胜有余。
More than conquerors.
不是只有胜利而已，是远远的更多的胜利。
So not only can we conquer, but even more than this.
那这就是所谓的得胜成功的生活。
And so this is a lifestyle of success, of victory.
那一般来讲，能够得胜，能够成功，那当然就能够拥有快乐性。
And if in our life we are able to have success, have victory, then it leads to a happy life.
在得胜成功里头，当然能够拥有平安喜乐。
And through our victory and success, we will have peace and joy.
昨天我们也谈到失败。
Last night we talked about failures.
我们也说到，我们必须要承认，在真实的生活里头，我们会有失败，会有挫折。
And we talked about that we have to admit we will fail at some point in time.
那我们要去面对去处理。
And once we fail, we have to confront it and deal with the failure.
常常靠着神的怜悯，借着我们的失败，让我们能够转失败为胜利。
And we can, through the mercy of God, we take these failures and make them turning points in our life.
所以在生活里头，真实的生活里头是存在着，每一个人都存在着或多或少的失败。
So in each of our lives, we will have times of failure.
跟这里神的应许得胜有余，它是不冲突的。
And so this is not in conflict with what it records here that we will be more than conquerors.
常常借着我们的一个失败，如果我们处理的妥当，我们会不但胜利，而且是得胜有余。
Because if we confront our failures and we deal with it properly, we will become the conquerors over it.
那我们来看一下罗马书八章里头它。为什么保罗说我们是能够得胜有余？
So let's look through Romans chapter 8 to discover why Paul describes us as more than conquerors.
请看八章三十一节。
Let's turn to chapter 8, verse 31.
三十一节，既是这样，还有什么话说呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
Verse 31, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?
这里第一个，为什么我们得胜有余？因为神是帮助我们的。
So we can be more than conquerors because it records here that God is for us.
神将主耶稣来赐给我们。
God gave Jesus to us.
复活的主耶稣，他将应许的圣灵来跟我们来跟我们同在。
Jesus resurrected and gave us the promised Holy Spirit that resides with us.
所以我们是随时随地的能够得着神的帮助。
So at any time we can receive the help from God.
我们再请看三十四节。
Let's jump to verse 34.
三十四节，谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。
34. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us.
为什么我们能够得胜有余？
So why is it that we can be more than conquerors?
因为主耶稣为我们死，他也为我们复活了。
Because Christ has died for us and he's resurrected.
主耶稣现在正在做什么？
And what is Christ doing right now?
这里说他现在正在 替我们祈求。
At this point, he's making intercessions.
啊，有主耶稣的为我们祈求，所以我们能够得胜有余。
So he's interceding for us, and therefore we can become more than conquerors.
啊，也因为主耶稣为我们祈求，这是一个事实。
And because this is a reality that he is interceding for us.
哦，因为主耶稣将应许的圣灵来赐给我们。
And he also has given us the promised Holy Spirit.
哦，所以罗马书八章二十六节、二十七节就讲到圣灵的一个功用。
We can see in verse 26 and 27 how the Spirit works.
哦，圣灵用说不出来的叹息在为我们祷告。
The Spirit is interceding for us in a language we don't understand.
哦，所以在真耶稣教会里头，我们实在是很清楚的知道主耶稣现在正在为我们祷告。
So in True Jesus Church, we know for sure that Jesus is currently praying for us at this instant.
哦，因为这是一个圣灵所同在的教会，这是一个我们可以来亲自领受圣灵的一个教会。
Because this is a church where the Holy Spirit resides. This is a church where we can experience the Holy Spirit.
哦，所以我们真的是拥有一个得胜有余的生活。
And so, of course, we would have to have a more than a lifestyle of more than conquerors.
再请看罗马书八章三十五节。
Let's look at Romans chapter 8, verse 35.
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身肉体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？
Verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword?
这一个经节里头所提到的这些描述都是保罗他所遭遇的。
So all the things that Paul describes that may try and separate us, these things Paul has experienced himself.
在我们的生活当中，这些事情也可能用以不同的形式发生在我们的身上。
And in our life, we may encounter some of these the things that Paul describes.
但是保罗能够得胜有余，当然我们也能够得胜有余。
But Paul was able to overcome, and just as we should be able to as well.
因为三十五节说，没有任何的人或者事情能够将我们跟基督的爱隔绝。
Because the meaning of verse 35 is that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ.
主耶稣的爱超过时间，超过空间。
Love of Christ is beyond time and space.
主耶稣的爱不受环境的限制。
Love of Christ is not limited to the environment that we're in.
所以罗马书的第五章第五节说，这个神的爱啊，借着圣灵要浇灌我们。
Because in Romans chapter 5 verse 5 it says the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
那有神的爱在我们的生活里头，我们当然能够得胜有余。
And so with the love of God in our life, of course we can become more than conquerors.
但是我们自己诚实的面对我们的现在，我是一个基督徒，那我让人的感觉是怎样？
But let's truthfully reflect upon ourselves and think, we are a Christian today. What is others' perception of us?
别人看我们是一个幸福快乐的人吗？
Do they see us as a joyful a person living full of joy?
在我们的生活里头，真的常常让人看到我们的平安喜乐吗？
In our life, do others witness the peace and joy that we should be having?
好，我们再仔细的来看一下圣经里头这些古圣徒他们所给我们的榜样跟教训。
So let's look at the figures recorded in the Bible, and their the examples they have left for us.
那或许我们也可以回想一下我们信仰的路程。
And perhaps we can look back on our spiritual journey.
我们实在发现神的儿女的一个特色就是得胜有余。
And one thing we can discover is that something special is that the children of God are able to become more than conquerors.
神儿女他应该享有的就是那种平静，能够得着休息，得到安息。
And as the children of God, something that is expected is that we live a life of joy and peace.
我们回想一下，当我们刚信主的时候。
So let's think back to the time when we first believed.
我们靠着神的怜悯，靠着主的爱。我们被拣选。
According to God's love and mercy, we were chosen.
那时候我们对神的一切 我们有绝对的相信依靠。
And in everything about God, we believed and had faith in it.
在那个时候，我们常常是只要有所祈求，必有回应。
And during that time, whenever we were asked, we would respond.
在那个时候，我们拥有所谓完全的胜利。
And during that time, we had full strength.
好，我们想要戒掉什么坏习惯，很快的就革除掉了。
Any bad habits we had, we could easily get rid of it.
好，甚至我们为了身体的某些缺陷的祷告，很快的就得神的回应，得神的医治。
And for any weakness we had, when we pray to God, God would answer almost immediately.
好，但是在现实的信仰道路上面。
But in our further on our journey of life,
常常我们逐渐的，就像圣经里头所说的，我们失去了那一个最起初的爱心。
Sometimes we have lost what the Bible records as our first love.
我们有时候失去了那一个起初的信心。
We have lost the first faith we had once had.
所以在整个信仰的道路上面，我们变得常常是。一下高一下低，起起落落。
So in our spiritual life, we seem to have ups and downs, highs and lows.
当我们看四世纪的时候，我们常常觉得，我就像当时的这些以色列人。
And when we read the book of Judges, we might think to ourselves and reflect and say, we're just like the Israelites during that point in time.
他们在四世纪里头的这些以色列人，他们就是一下高一下低。
The Israelites in the book of Judges, had spiritual highs and spiritual lows continuously.
但是这并不是神拣选我们当初的那个目的。
But this wasn't the purpose that God had for us originally when He chose us.
当神拣选我们拯救我们的时候，圣经是怎么讲的？
When God chose us and for us to be saved, what did the Bible say?
当主耶稣要降生的时候，
when Jesus would come down here,
这个天使对木匠约瑟显现。
The angels appeared to the carpenter Joseph.
说这个主耶稣，他是要将他的百姓从这个罪恶里头救出来。
The angels told Joseph that Jesus would bring the people out of the sin.
今天为什么我们没有那个幸福快乐的见证？
So why is it that we cannot testify of a life full of peace and joy?
因为常常在我们的生活当中有过患跟我们一起生存着。
Because in our lives, sometimes we commit the wrongdoings.
但是主耶稣降生的目的是要将我们从罪恶里头救出来。
But the purpose for Jesus to come to this earth is to save us from the state of sin.
意思就是我们能够得胜有余，我们能够胜过罪恶。
That is, that we can live a life of victory to overcome sin.
施洗约翰的父亲，他受圣灵的感动，他是这么说。
And so, John the Baptist's father, when he was moved by the Holy Spirit, said,
说主耶稣是要将他的百姓从仇敌的手中救出来。
He said that Jesus will bring his people out of the hands of the enemies.
意思就是能够胜过仇敌。
The meaning is that they can overcome the enemy.
所谓的仇敌也不一定就是所谓的某一个人、某些人。
And the enemy may not just refer to people at that point in time.
在生活当中，有时候我们的环境就是我们的仇敌。
In life, perhaps our environment is our enemy.
在生活当中，有时候我们自己的那些不好的罪性、个性就是我们的仇敌。
Perhaps in life, our sinful nature becomes our enemy.
那有仇敌就是必须要去胜过。
And if we have enemies, we have to overcome.
那主耶稣来的目的之一就是要让我们能够胜过我们的仇敌。
And the purpose that Jesus came to this world is for us to overcome our enemies.
好，我们请看罗马书第八章。
Turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章第一节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 1.
第一节，如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
Verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
今天谁在主耶稣基督里头？
So who are those who are in Christ Jesus?
今天我们受洗归入基督，我们就是在主耶稣基督里头。
After we have been baptized, we are in Christ Jesus.
这里说我们就不被定罪了。
And then it says Therefore now there's no condemnation.
啊, 第二节,
Verse 2.
因为是生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我, 使我脱离罪和死的律了。
Verse 2. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin of death.
啊, 在这里保罗所说的也是一样, 脱离就是一种胜过。
So here, what Paul is saying is that when we're free from this law of sin and death, that means that we've overcome it.
啊, 我们知道神的本性之一就是恨恶罪恶。
We know that a characteristic of God is his hatred of sin.
哦, 那恨恶罪恶的神, 他怎么会容忍那个过患, 仍然在我们的生活当中来困扰着我们。
So how can a God who has a hatred of sin allow us to commit these wrongdoings then? How can he allow these sinful things to still be present in our life?
就好像父母亲所不喜欢的, 他一定会, 不会让这个他不喜欢的, 在他儿女的身上。
Just like for a parent, if they dislike some things, they would not keep those things in their house to influence their children.
比如说他觉得这个东西, 对孩子会损害孩子，他绝对不会让这种东西给孩子吃的。
For example, if a parent deems a food is not healthy for their children, they would not keep it in their house for the children to consume.
哦，那既然这些错误罪恶对我们没有好处。
So, even though these wrongdoings and sins have a negative effect on our lives.
哦，那所以神他是不会容忍这些存在我们生活里头的。
God would not purposely place those things. Next to us to allow us to be influenced by them.
哦, 但是现实的生活里头, 我们却生活在这个矛盾里头。
But in this current life, this seems to be a contradiction.
好像只要我活着, 就会有过患存在我的生活里头。
It seems that as we live, we will see these sinful things.
哦, 我们自己不但没有拥有那个得胜友谊。
And so because of this, perhaps from the influence, we may not be able to live as more than conquerors. And so because of this, we may not be able to live our happy life. And so thus, we lose the ability to testify of God's power. So we need to calm ourselves down.
好，我们再一次的来确定这个救赎的恩典跟能力。
We need to reassure ourselves of the power and salvation.
好，我们不能够只是说我已经领受了救恩。
We cannot just say, we've received the salvation.
好，我们要再次的去看这个救赎里头它所带给我们的恩典跟力量。
We need to see the grace and power that's given to us through the salvation.
好，我们很诚实的来面对着我们现在的生活。
So let's truthfully face the life we live today.
好，我们很诚实的来看一下我们的问题出在哪里。
And let's truthfully look to see where our problems reside.
基本上我们都很认真的在参加聚会，啊，在查考圣经、读圣经。
We are
认真参加聚会。
So we go to a Bible study diligently.
那也参加这个教会的聚会。
And we attend the services.
我们在生活里头，我们也有自己读圣经的习惯。
And in our life, we have the habit of Bible study and reading.
那我们有的人信主耶稣已经很长的一段时间。
And many have believed for a long time.
那我们对道理是不是真的很熟悉？
But are we truly familiar with the words of God?
在我们每一天的生活里头, 我们是不是总是用圣经的道理来应用在我们所遭遇的事情？
In our life, do we practice the words of God when they're prevalent?
那或许只有在读圣经的时候，我们有神的道理。
Perhaps it may be only when we're reading the words of God that they're in us.
当我们离开了教会，当我们没有在看圣经的时候。
Maybe when we leave church, when we're not reading the words of God.
我们在看事情，在处理事情， 就跟我们的信仰没有关系。
When we go on our daily life, perhaps, it seems that we've cut ourselves off from our faith.
哦，所以我们必须要努力的求圣灵再来带领我们，感动我们。
So we need to diligently ask for the Holy Spirit to move us, to guide us.
那有一个很重要的关键。
And there's an important principle.
将我们自己交在神的手中。
And this principle is that we need to put ourselves in the hands of God.
为什么在在刚信主的时候，或者信仰最好的时候？
So why is it that when we have just believed, or in our times of greatest faith?
那我们在那个时候啊，我们通常是真的将自己交在神的手中。
Why is it that during these times we are willing to put ourselves in the hands of God?
但是人很容易的又把自己交回来自己的手中。
Because we know that man likes to put themselves in charge of their own life.
那我们就失去了对神的信靠。
And so if they do this, they give up their reliance on God.
我们就越来越少体验到那个神拯救的力量。
And so if we do this, then we will experience less and less the power of God.
我们就以为说神的拯救就只有在我们领受救恩的那一刹那。
And we might think then that God's grace and power and experience is only prevalent in the time of our first belief.
其实神的拯救是在我们生活的每一个层面。
But God's salvation, His power, is prevalent throughout all our life.
所以我们常常要提醒自己，我有没有把自己交在神的手中。
So we need to continually remind ourselves and ask ourselves whether we truly put ourselves in the hand of God.
这是一个很重要的一个原则 跟事实。
So this is a very important principle and reality we must face.
今天我做一个基督徒。
Today we are a Christian.
那对神我的本分是什么？
And so what is a relationship with God?
我的 duty 是什么？
What is our duty to God?
很简单。
It's very simple.
将自己交在神的手中，所以信靠他。
We put ourselves in the hands of God and have faith.
但是这么简单的一件事情啊，却常常要花我们的很多的时间，很多的精力，我们才会去明白。
But so, this simple phrase sometimes requires all of our strength and knowledge to accomplish.
好，我再讲一次，人的本分就是将自己交在神的手中，信靠他。
Man's duty is to put ourselves in the hands of God.
那神的工作，他就是来成就我们的需要。
And his God's work is then to take care of our needs.
如果我们稍微偏离了这一个原则
，And if we deviate from this principle,
我们常常会做得很累。
Then we'll find that many times we will become tired.
但是呢，好像没有什么成果，所以我们觉得很低落，很失望。
Because after all the work we've done, there seems to be no result, and so we may get discouraged.
那什么叫做把自己交在神的手中
？So what does it mean to put ourselves in the hands of God then?
就是将自己完全的来降服于圣灵的带领。
That is, we fully become obedient to the movement of the Holy Spirit.
为什么神将应许的圣灵赐给我们是这么的清楚，这么的明显
？So why is it that God, when He gives us the Holy Spirit, it's clearly evident that we have received the Holy Spirit.
是所谓听得见、看得见的。
It's something we can see and hear.
是自己很清楚的知道的，我领受了应许的圣灵。
It's something that we ourselves will know immediately we have received the Holy Spirit.
那领受为什么圣灵的领受是这么的清楚。
And why is it that when we receive the Holy Spirit, it becomes clear to us?
就是让我们能够达到领受圣灵的一个很重要的意义，降服于圣灵。
And it is because it's for us to realize and accomplish the purpose that the Holy Spirit was sent to us. That is, we should be submissive to it.
所以这个将自己交在神的手中，那个做法就是降服于圣灵的带领。
So the way to put ourselves in the hands of God is to be submissive to the movement of the Holy Spirit.
那所以在很多事情啊，事实上我们并不能够做什么。
And so it's true that many things in our lives, there's nothing we can do.
好，我们只能够信靠神。
We can only rely on God.
那神他就来做我们所需要的。
And God will take care of what we need.
神就来做我们所信靠他的那些事情。
And God will do, and so all we have to do is rely.
好，我们请看提摩太后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1.
Timothy 后书第一章十二节。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12.
十二节，保罗说：“我为这个缘故，我也受这些苦难。然而我不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的，直到那日。”
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12. For this reason, I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day.
这个经节啊，它有两个意思。
So in this verse, there are actually two meanings.
第一个，我们来将我们的事情来交付给神。
So the first is that we give our affairs to God.
他是值得我们去依靠他的。
He's worthy of us to rely on him.
那另外一层意思就是，神拣选我们，他也将他的事情来交给我们。
But the second meaning is that God has chosen us and he has given us things that we must do.
他留下我们的生命。
He has given us our life.
为什么？
Why?
为什么不直接我们受洗了就上天国？
Why is it that after baptism he didn't take us directly to heaven?
至少有两个原因。
At the very least, there are two reasons.
第一个，不是因为我们好，所以他拣选我们。
First is that it's not because we are good that God has chosen us.
在我们还不好的时候，他就爱我们，就拣选我们。
When we were still sinful, God loved us and he chose us.
那他要让我们拥有一个幸福快乐的人生。
And he wished for us to live a happy life.
所以啊，他会让我们过着得胜有余的生活。
So he will allow us to live a life of victory.
所以，那第二个，他将传福音的工作来交给我们。
Second is that he gave us the duty to preach the gospel.
我们还活着，其中一个重要的目的就是要向更多的人来传扬福音。
This is an important purpose in our life that we continue to preach to others.
这是他交付给我们的，所以他会帮助我们去完成。
And so this is something he has given, the task he has given to us, so he will help us accomplish.
他要我们拥有一个幸福快乐的人生，所以他会帮助我们。
And he wishes for us to live a life of peace and joy, and he will help us accomplish this as well.
那我们回到我们的本论，我们要将自己的事情来交在他的手中。
So if we go back to our duty, that is, we have to put ourselves in the hands of God.
我再说一次，这是一个很重要的关键。
And of course, I repeat again, this is a very important principle we must keep in mind.
因为啊，我们原来只不过是一团泥土。
Because we are only like a lump of dirt.
我们请看耶利米书十八章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 18.
耶利米书十八章第一节。
Jeremiah chapter 18 verse 1.
第一节，神的话临到耶利米。
The word of which came to Jeremiah.
第二节，你起来下到窑匠的家里去，在那里我要使你听我的话。
Verse 2, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words.
神说他要对耶利米讲话。
So the word came to Jeremiah, that is the Lord wanted to speak to Jeremiah.
但是神却不信，不那个时候就讲，神说你到窑匠的地方去。
But the Lord didn't give him the message directly. He told him to first go to the potter's house.
第三节。
Verse 3.
我就下到窑匠家里去，他正役他转轮做器皿。
3. Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was, making something at the wheel.
他到了窑匠的家里，他窑匠正在工作。
And when he was there, he saw the potter working.
第四节。
Verse 4.
窑匠用泥做的器皿在他手中做坏了，他又用这个泥做另外别的器皿，窑匠看怎样好就怎样做。
4, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter, so he made it again into another vessel.
神先让耶利米看到窑匠手中的那一块泥。
So God allowed Jeremiah to see the clay in the potter's hands.
今天我们就好像是那一块泥。
So we are just like this lump of clay.
那神就像那一个窑匠。
And God is like the potter.
这块泥应该是在窑匠的手中。
So this potter, this clay is in the potter's hands.
窑匠将他手中的这一块泥经过一个过程来做成他所想要的器皿。
And through a process, the potter makes this lump of clay into an idol.
同样的，我们要将自己交在神的手中。
So in the same way, we need to put ourselves in the hands of God.
经过了一个过程，我们要成为一个能够为主耶稣做见证的人。
And then after a process, we become his vessel, a person who's willing to testify for God.
我们能够来得着一个幸福快乐的人生。
And through this, we can receive a peaceful and joyful life.
那神所要赐给我们的，也不是只是我们人生的一小段。
And what God wishes to give us is not just limited to what's left of our life.
他要用我们的，让我们拥有的是整个人生的过程，是幸福快乐的。
And he wishes for us throughout our whole life that we can live peacefully and joyfully.
但是就好像窑匠在做器皿，他是要有一个过程。
But just as a potter molds a lump of clay, there's a process.
他所给我们的过程可能不是我们所期望的。
And the process that God prepares for us may not be what we've wished for.
就好像这个摩西的一生。
Just like the life of Moses.
如果摩西自己来做计划
，If Moses had made his own plans，
他大概不会计划他会有米甸旷野那四十年。
He probably would not have thought to have been trained in Midian in the wilderness of Midian for 40 years。
因为在他一开始的人生计划里头，他没有这一个项目。
Because in his planning of his life, he would not have even thought about this。
但是在神计划的过程里头，却有这。米甸的四十年。
But we see that in God's planning, God trained Moses in Midian for 40 years.
这跟摩西自己的计划、自己的期望是不一样的。
So this is different from the desires and plans of Moses.
但是神的道路是最好的道路。
But God's way is the best way.
走在神的道路上，才能够有真正的得胜有余。
And only on walking on God's way can we live a life of more than conquerors.
所以摩西他只能够继续的信靠神。
So Moses could only continue to follow after God.
继续存着信心将自己交在神的手中。
And so he could continue and put his faith into the hands of God.
所以我们真的要常常提醒自己只要信靠。
So we need to continually remind ourselves, only rely and believe.
对我们很有限的我们，真的有很多的不可能存在我们生活里头。
For us, many things are limited, and there are things that are impossible for us.
但是我们却常常想要为自己来做很多的努力。
But for us, we continually strive after some things.
为了自己。
For our own sake.
我不是在否认人应该付出的努力。
I'm not denying the fact that man has to work hard.
因为圣经对我们的教导也是人要付出努力。
Because the Bible does teach us we have to work.
但是我们要在一个很重要的基础上面。
But we have to build this work on an important foundation.
将自己交在神的手中，信靠神而来努力。
That is that we have to put ourselves in the hands of God and have faith in Him, and only through this as our foundation, we work hard.
但是我们常常忘了，我们只不过是那一块泥土。
Many times we forget that we are only this lump of clay.
我们凭着自己为自己来做很多事情。
We think of ourselves as the potter, and we do things for ourselves.
结果让自己满身的伤痕。
And so this causes much pain to us.
甚至死了。
And essentially, we may die.
有一个故事说，有一团泥土啊，有生命的泥土。
There's a story that goes that there's a lump of clay that had life in it.
它可以到处的去。
He could go anywhere. This lump of clay could go anywhere.
因为是一团泥土，所以它没有一个固定的形状。
And because it's a lump of clay, there's no set shape to it.
但是他很受欢迎。
But he was welcome.
因为他过得很快乐。
And because he lived happily.
有一天有一个人觉得说，应该给他一个形状。
And so one day, a person thought they should give this lump of clay a certain shape.
所以就为这块泥土啊，把它做成一个人的形状。
So they made this lump of clay into a shape of a man.
当然，这块本来什么形状都不是的泥土呢，他就很高兴。
And so this lump of clay then became very happy because it had no shape, but now it had the shape of a man.
因为他现在有了一个形状，而且是人的形状。
And because it had the shape of a man.
但是过了不久呢，他就开始不快乐了。
But after a while, it became sad.
他觉得说我的鼻子应该像谁？
This lump of clay thought, oh, my nose should be more closely resembled to this person.
所以他就开始修理他的鼻子。
So he tried to fix his own nose.
他发现说我的眼睛应该像谁？
And then this lump of clay thought my eyes would look better if they were like this person's.
他又觉得很不快乐了，因为我的体材应该像谁？
And he thought the lump of clay thought of his own figure is not good.
后来他就死了。
And so he continued trying to rearrange himself, and he eventually died.
满身，而且是满身的伤痕。
And we see that the lump of clay was filled with scars.
有时候我们就像这样子。
So many times we are just like this lump of clay.
我们是很努力，但是弄得满身的伤痕。
We work hard to try and change ourselves, but then all it does is harm us.
我们请看哥罗西书第三章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章第三节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 3.
第三节。因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
3 verse 3, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
我们必须要再一次的明确的来定位我们的生命。
So we have to be sure of our life.
当你到末去，你走在这些商店里头，你跟别人没有什么两样。
When we're in a mall and browsing the different stores, for the people around us, we seem to have no relationship to them.
你跟别人看是一样的。
And we look the same as the others.
但是事实上我们是不一样的。
But in actuality, we're very different from all the shoppers around us.
是什么不一样？
What is different?
我们的生命跟其他的人不一样。
Our life is different from them.
这里说我们的生命是跟主耶稣基督一同藏在神里面。
It says your life is hidden with Christ in God.
我们的生命是属于主耶稣，是跟神是有连结的。
Our life is connected to God.
那所以很自然的，我们的生命是在神里面，所以我们要完全的来降服于神。
And so naturally, since our life is in God, we must be submissive to God.
我们要全然的来相信他，来依靠他。
We need to fully believe and rely in Him.
这样子我们就能够得胜有余。
And so through this, we can live a life of more than conquerors.
我们就能够常常来享有真正的安息。
And so we can then enjoy a life of peace.
我们不要上了车，我们还提着很重的东西。
It's not get onto a car and be burdened with many things.
请看彼得前书第五章。
Turn to 1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章第七节。
1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7.
第七节，你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you.
为什么彼得这么讲？
Why did Peter write this?
将一切的忧虑来卸给神。
Cast all your cares upon him.
因为我们的生命跟别人是不一样的。
Because our life is different from the other people.
因为我们的生命是跟主耶稣基督一同藏在神里面。
Because our life is hidden in Christ, in God.
因为我们是属于神的。
Because we belong to Christ.
因为我们是要过着一个完全来顺服依靠神的。
Because we are supposed to live a life that fully that fully believes and relies on God.
是的，我们生活会遭遇问题。
Yes, of course, there will always be problems in our life.
是的，我们跟别人一样，会有很多的不同层次的感觉。
Yes, like others, we will experience this a range of emotions.
别人的软弱也可能是我们的软弱。
And the other weaknesses that other people have may be the same weaknesses we have.
别人的遭遇也可能是我们的遭遇。
And what happens to them may happen to us as well.
别人健康出了问题，我们的健康也可能出问题。
Perhaps they get sick in the same way we would get sick.
许多弟兄姐妹要担当教会的一些事工，我们也是一样。
Many brothers and sisters have to take on the burden of the holy work and as we do as well.
很多的家庭有需要抚养的孩子，我们也是一样。
Many families have to take care of their children as we do as well.
很多弟兄姐妹面对工作的问题，我们也是一样。
And the pressures and stresses of work that brothers and sisters face, we may face.
所以在这里彼得说，我们要将一切的忧虑，一切的重担来交给神。
So this is why Peter says to cast all our care upon him.
但是我们很容易的把我们的将来来交在神的手中。
And so it might be very easy for us to give our future to God.
因为明天是我们所看不见的。
Because tomorrow is something we cannot see.
因为明天我们知道不是我们可以掌握的。
Because tomorrow is not in our hands.
所以我们很容易的将明天交在神的手中。
So it's very simple for us to give the future to God.
但是现在常常在不知不觉当中是由我们自己来处理。
But the present is many times we unconsciously we take over for it.
所以常常就好像我们累了一天。
And so many times we feel as if we're tired at the end of the day.
我们躺在床上应该好好的休息。
We lay on the bed and try and rest.
但是好像我们躺在床上，我们又怕这个床如果垮了怎么办？
But then we worry about our lives, or we may even worry about what if our bed fails.
所以是应该好好休息，但是并没有睡得很好。
So even because of all these worries, even though we try and rest, we may not rest fully.
因为我们只把明天交给神，并没有把现在也交给神。
Because we only give the future to the hands of God, we don't give the present to the hands of God as well.
所以我们没有得胜有余。
And so because of this, we cannot live a life of more than conquerors.
所以我们还没有拥有幸福快乐的人生。
And so because of this, we cannot live a life of joy and peace.
所以主耶稣说，我们要恢复那个起初的爱心跟信心。
So Jesus reminds us that we have to return to our first love, our first faith.
就在那个最美好、最可爱的那一个时刻。
That is the most beautiful and stage in our life.
所以主耶稣这样讲。
So Jesus says,
请看马太福音十八章。
Turn to Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音十八章第一节。
Matthew chapter 18 verse 1.
第一节，当时门徒进前来问耶稣说：“天国里谁是最大的？”
Matthew chapter 18 verse 1. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven?"
在天国里最大的，那么他在地上生活的时候应该是最幸福快乐的。
Because whoever is greatest in the kingdom of heaven, that they thought their life on earth must be the best.
第二节。
Verse 2.
耶稣便叫一个小孩子来，使他站在他们当中。
Then Jesus called a little child to him, set him in the midst of them.
主耶稣叫一个小孩子过来。
So Jesus called a little child towards him.
第三节，
Verse,
我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转，变成小孩子的样式，断不得进天国。
Verse 3, and said, Assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven.
你要有一个幸福快乐的人生吗？
So do you want a life full of peace and joy?
你要回转，像小孩子的样式。
You have to convert yourselves to become like little children.
我们好好来想一下主耶稣这一个提醒。
So let's think about this reminder that Jesus gives us.
好，我们来看什么叫做回转向小孩。
What does it mean to convert ourselves to become as little children?
这个跟我要讲的有什么关联？
What does this have to do with this topic today?
小孩子有一个天性，他很容易的去信赖他的父母亲或者周遭的人。
Something that's universal among children is that they very easily believe what their parents tell them.
你记得你自己或者你的小孩。
If you remember yourself when you were small, or if you have children, you can remember when your children were small.
别人的一个应许，怎样就是真的。
What other people spoke to them, it was true.
只要伸出手来打个勾勾。
When someone else promised to them, they would think it's true as long as they pinky swear.
一个 finger promise, 那就是真的，那就是对。
And so when they promised with a pinky swear, then it was true.
我们跟神之间，主耶稣说你回转向小孩。
So Jesus tells us to convert ourselves back to little children.
就是这样子的。来相信他，来依靠他。
That is, we have to be just like the children, to believe in his promises, just as little children believe.
这个小孩子打勾勾之后啊，哇，他就很满足，就很高兴，很满足。
After the little children have the pinky promise, then they're happy and they're content.
爸爸说明天给，他就知道明天爸爸会给我。
If the promise was that tomorrow the father will give something and they had a pinky swear on it, then the children would have full faith that tomorrow that was when the father would give them the item.
这小孩子就很满足很快乐的不再吵了。
And so this child would be so content and happy and they would not become rowdy anymore.
那今天我们像不像神的儿女？
So today are we like the children of God?
还是我们只是一个很卖力的一个一个工人而已。
Or are we like a grumbling worker?
我们应该是像个儿女。
We should be like the children.
我们请看约翰福音十一章。
Turn to John chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章四十一节。
John chapter 11 verse 41.
四十一节，他们就把石头挪开，耶稣举目望天说：“父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听我。”
41. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me.
主耶稣给我们留下做儿女的榜样。
Jesus gave us the example of being like these children.
主耶稣说，父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听我。
We see Jesus saying here, Father, I thank you that you have heard me.
当我们是做儿女的时候，就是这么的简单，这么的自然。
When we are children, it's very simple. It's so natural.
父啊，我感谢你，因为我是你的儿女，你已经听我了。
I thank you, Father, because you have heard me as I'm your child.
那我们要常常问我们自己，我活得像不像是一个神的儿女？
So we need to ask ourselves and reflect, do we live as the children of God?
我们好像常常会活得为很多的事情还在忧虑，还在背着重担。
We might in our current life have many worries and we might carry many burdens.
我们要问问自己，我是不是真的将重担来交给神？
But we should ask ourselves, have we truly cast our cares to God?
照主耶稣所说的，我们一天的难处一天来面对，这就够了。
According to what Jesus says, we face the problems of today only.
所以我们要调整一下。
So we need to adjust ourselves.
我们要完全的来领受，不是来自我达成。
We need to fully receive. It's not through our hard work we can gain it.
就好像我们肉体上有了病痛。
Just like when we're sick physically.
我们去找医生。
And we go to a doctor.
是医生来帮助我们。
The doctor helps us.
不是我们想要靠自己来做成什么。
It's not through our own knowledge and ability we try and make something to make ourselves better.
我们相信这个医生，他是权威。
We believe in what the doctor prescribes to us.
我们很感谢他，很仔细的来为我们的病情做了检查。
And we thank the doctor for his diagnosis.
我们就来领受他给我们治疗的方法。
And we receive whatever method he prescribes to us.
那很多时候，我们的病痛就得到改善。
And so many times, our illnesses will become healed.
我们不能够找一个医生 然后我们 又用我们自己的方法要来 帮助我们自己的身体。
We don't usually go to a doctor and then just think of our own methods and disregard everything the doctor says.
哦，除非说那个医生是不可靠的。
Unless this doctor is disreputable.
哦，除非说你真的发现医生的方法是错误的。
Or unless you know for sure that his method is not correct.
哦，如果是这样的医生，你根本也就不用再去找他了。
If it's this type of doctor, you would not go again to this doctors for advice anymore.
哦，所以一般来讲，既然你去找他，你相信，你承认他是权威，你就要照着他的指示。
So in general, if you look for a doctor, then you accept what his expert diagnosis.
哦，所以今天同样的，神不会有错误。
So today, it's the same idea. God is not wrong.
哦，所以让我们努力的、全然的。来将自己交在他手中。
So let us diligently and fully give ourselves up to the hands of God.
哦，不要继续让很多的怀疑来存在我们的生活里头。
Let's not allow the worries to build up in our lives.
我们对人怀疑。
Maybe we have doubts towards man.
我们对事情怀疑。
And we have doubts towards these the things in our life.
甚至我们对神怀疑。
Maybe we even have doubts toward God.
这常常就是我们问题的所在。
This might be the basis of all our problems.
所以我们常常提醒自己。
So we need to continue to remind ourselves.
我是被主耶稣所拣选的。
We are chosen by God.
我是被他所拯救的。
We were saved by him.
他在每一个时刻里头仍然在拯救我。
In every point in our time in our lives, he is working to save us.
我是他的一个工作。
We are his vessel, his workmanship.
神的国不但在将来，也是在现在。
The kingdom of God is not only in the future, but it is presently here.
他在我身上的工作不但是过去，也是现在。
And his works on me are not only in the past, but in present as well.
我的自由不但是将来，也是现在。
My freedom is not only in the future, but also now.
我的丰盛不但是将来，也是现在。
And my abundance, my prosperity is not only in the future, but now as well.
因为神拣选我们，也是要让我们现在来拥有一个幸福快乐的人生。
Because God chose us for the purpose that we may be able to live a life full of peace and joy.
我们不需要把这个过程弄得太复杂。
We don't need to make this process too complicated.
只有一个很简单、很重要，但是不容易做到的原则。
There's only one basic and important principle, but this principle is hard to attain.
现在就把自己交在他手中。
And this principle is that now we put ourselves in the hands of God.
唱诗483首。
Please sing hymn number 483. So in our prayer, we ask the Holy Spirit to fill us.
什么叫做把自己交在神的手中？
What does it mean to put ourselves in the hands of God?
这跟圣灵的充满也有关系。
So this is related to the fulfillment of the Holy Spirit.
保罗说不要醉酒，乃要被圣灵来充满。
Paul says, do not be drunk, but to be filled with the Spirit.
一个醉酒的人，他被酒精深深的来影响他。
A person who is drunk is influenced by the alcohol.
所以他不能够做出一些正常的动作来。
So they cannot do something is normal.
那我们要被圣灵充满。
So we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
就是我们生活的每一个层面都要被圣灵深深的来感动我们，影响我们。
That is in every aspect of our lives, we can feel the Holy Spirit's movement and we follow it.
一个越多被圣灵来影响的人，他就越容易越多的。把自己交在神的手中。
The more a person is influenced by the Holy Spirit, is moved by the Holy Spirit, the easier it is for this person to put more of themselves into the hands of God.
我们的幸福快乐的程度跟我们有多少交在把自己交在神的手中是有直接的关系。
And there's a correlation between our peace and happiness and how much of our we follow the Holy Spirit.
我们有多少我们把自己交在神手中？
And how many of us truly put ourselves in the hands of God?
所以我们来祷告的时候，我们也请为搬到圣地亚哥的陈秀芬姐妹代祷。
So in our prayers, please pray for Sister
秀芬
in San Diego.
帮助他啊，跟他的妈妈啊来代祷。
Please pray for her mother's health as well as her.
好，那我们愿意接受按手帮助祷告的，我们可以到前面来。
And if you're willing to ask the pastor to lay hands during the prayer, you can come forward to pray.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.